the yochid, in case a person does a sin, Oymrim loy, we tell the person, klach eitzel yochid, go look at the actions of David HaMelech. He also did a chet, and he did tshuva. You could also do tshuva. Never feel you lost. It's a lost case. The imchotu tzibur, even if the whole city together did a chet, the whole tzibur did a chet, Oymrim loy, we tell the whole tzibur, klach eitzel tzibur, go look at Klai Yisrael, the Shas the Egel, the whole Klai Yisrael, this is a terrible chet of the Egel, and still we're existence. The Jews are still here. Through all the years, we're still around. You see that Hashem accepts tshuva. Mercy is a tzricha. And two actions had to happen. The Chura let it just happen to Chet Egel. Why did David have to do this Chet and learn out from David? We learned it already from the Egel. So Mercy says, no, both actions had to take place. The Ashmin and Yochid, we only hear the case of the Yochid. By David HaMelech, Mishum Deloy, Mepharsim Chatoi. It's not known, the Chet. Not everybody knows about it. It's not so great. It's not such a terrible Chet. Only a yochid. So there Hashem accepts the tshuva. Avot tzibur, but in the case where the whole congregation together did a chet, the mefarsim, chatoi, everybody knows about it, maybe then it's such a terrible thing, they're lost. It's a lost case. They can't come back anymore. Hey, Maloi, that's why I need the chiddush now, that even the Klai Yisrael, the whole Klai Yisrael, by the chet egel, the only reason why they did the chet was in order that it should be an X on the X upon them, and later we'll take off the X. It's possible to do tshuva, take away all your X's. Now the Yashmin and Tzibur, only hear this Chiddush by Tzibur, by the Chet Regel, Mishum de Nefishu Rachmayu. The opposite way. Maybe Hashem has Rachmanis on the whole Klai Yisrael. If the whole Tzibur together does the Chet, so what do you want Hashem to do? Kill our Klai Yisrael? That he cannot do. So maybe he'll accept the tshuva from the whole tzibur because he has rachem and mercy upon them. Avu yochem, if only a single person, deloy alimus chusay, maybe a single private person himself, he doesn't have such a big chus. If he did a chet, maybe he's lost. He can't return. Ey, maloy tzricha. That's why both of these two actions had to happen to teach us in both cases, whoever has an ex, he's not lost, he could return, do tshuva. And Vahainu, this is like the Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omer Reb Yonasan, that he says, Maidisid, what does the Pesach say? Niyum David ben Yishai, these are the words of David ben Yishai, Nun HaGever, the words of the Gever, the person, strong person, Hukam Ol, he put up an Ol, he put up a yoke. What does that mean? Niyum David ben Yishai, Shehekim Oyla Shel Tshuva. He stood up, he taught us what Tshuva is. That even though you have an ex, you did something wrong, you could repent, and Hashem will take it away. Hashem will accept you. For Yom Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni, Yom Rav Yonasan, Kol Oise Mitzvah Achas Berlam Azer. Whoever does even just one mitzvah in this world, Mekad Mosoi, it goes in front of him. For Yehoylechas Lefonov, it goes in front of him. Le'olam Abo, it even meets him in Le'olam Abo, comes up there first. Shneimer the pasuk says, For Holach Lefonecho Tzitecho. That will go in front of you, tekecha, means your mitzvahs that you do will go in front of you. Person doesn't go empty handed. He goes upstairs with all the mitzvahs that he did on this world. And the opposite way also. Whoever did one aver in this world even, malafa fosoi. Malafa means like it wraps around him. And it goes with him to the Yom HaDin. He's there. Shneimer the pasuk says, Yilofsu. Archos darkum. Yilofsu means they'll wrap around you. Your archos darkum, the ways that you did will go wrap around you. And Reb Lezer, even more than that, kishur like a kelev. It'll be wrapped around you like a dog. The dog what goes near his master, he hugs you. Shneimer the pasuk says, v'loy shoma eleha lishka vetzla. Says that by Yosef atzadik did not listen. Teshus Potiphera. So it says, "Lo show my lady, did not listen to her. Lishka vetzla, to sleep next to her. Lios ima, to be with her." So the double lashon, it says, "Lishka vetzla, to sleep, lying next to her." Then it says, "Lios ima, to be with her." What's this double lashon? So we dashin, "Lishka vetzla b'lemazir." He did not do the chet right here in this world to live with her. And Lios ima means b'lemavol. Because if he would have done it, then this chet would still be wrapped around him, that when he comes upstairs, the chet will be with him. So that's also the drasha. That any chet we do, it's wrapped around us. Unless we do tshuva, like the Gemara before. If we do tshuva, that could wipe it away. Omer Rash Lakish. Rash Lakish said, Bo v'nachzik toiv al avasenu. Let's give the dig yashikayach, we owe a lot of thanks to our fathers. Listen to this. Shel molai hein lechotu. If it wouldn't have been for the fact that they did a chet, if they wouldn't have done the chet of the eagle, so anu lebanu li'alam, we would not be here now. We would not be in the world. So we have to give a big yashikach, a big thank you to our others that they did the chet eagle. So then it was nigzar the gzeir of nisa, and therefore we have to have a new generation coming up, and therefore we're around. But if it wouldn't have been for the chet eagle, we would not be here. So Shinam the pasuk says, Aniya marti elakim atem ubnei elyon kulchem. Yeah, I thought that you're going to be like malachim. That's what Hashem said. It's saying that's the pasuk saying at Tehillim. Means before the chet eagle, Aniya marti. I thought to say elakim atem. You're going to be like malachim ubnei elyon. You'll be mamish like malachim kulchem. But chavaltem asechem. We did the chet eagle, and therefore akon kiyodim temusun. Therefore, we're going to be like a person that's going to die. So it's mashu from here that without the chet eagle, we would be like a malach. We would not die. We would not have children. But now, because of the chet eagle, we became like bnei adam, and therefore there's a gzeir again of misa.
Was that a repetition? We die because of Adam's sin.
Right. That was the first time. But then, by Hasinai, Hashem gave them back. It's brought down by Hasinai. Klaifel came to the Madrega of Adam Rish and Kreid Machet. Now, if they wouldn't have done the Chet Egel, there wouldn't have been any Misa. So they came back to the first Madrega. And Chet Egel took it away.
So we came to
the Madrega. See, Lememer, what do you want to tell me? Dilei Chot of Klaifel did not do a Chet. In other words, by the Chet, by Har Sinai, there was a new din. It was supposed to be like a Malach. And we're not supposed to have children anymore. And we can't die. That's it. They have a Moldo, they wouldn't give birth. Ivok said, the Pasuk says, V'yatem pru revu. There's a mitzvah pru revu. There's a mitzvah to have children. So how could you tell me by Har Sinai, when Klaisel now receives the Torah, they're like a malach. There's no Indian to give birth anymore. Look at the Torah. The Torah itself says pru revu. Tomorrow says at Sinai. The Torah maybe only meant up until Har Sinai. But for now, I know. For the Gemara, no. The Sinai Namik said, we know the Har Sinai right after it says, Lech emolhem shuvu lechem lelechem. After Har Sinai, it says, tell everybody go back home. And live with your wife. So Pasha, we learn it means to have children. So Mar says, no, maybe it only meant l'simchas oino, just to be nice with your wife, that's all, but not to have children. Now you're like malachim, you cannot have children. But the Mar of the Pasuk says, l'man yita lem l'vneim, the apsukim, that the Torah Hashem says, I'll be good to you and to your children. So Mar says, it just means maybe l'yoysen oim de mahalastinai, just means to the children that were born already, that you have, that were born before Har Sinai. I'll be good to you, the parents, and to your children. Mono, the Yomer Resh Lakish, my deceive, what does the Pasuk say? Ze Sefer told the Sodom. This is the Sefer of the generations. That means, V'chi Sefer Hoyle Li Adam Rishon. This is the Pasuk about Adam Rishon. Ze Sefer told the Sodom. This is the history book of all the generations of the world. The question is, V'chi Sefer Hoyle Li Adam Rishon. Did Adam Rishon have a history book? That there's no history yet. It didn't take place yet. Did he have a book telling what's going to be in the future? So what's the Sefer told to Sodom? Nobody was born yet. He's the first one. Malamni comes to teach us, Sheherul HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adam Rishon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed to Adam Rishon, Dor V'Dorshim. He showed every single generation that will come about, and he showed them their Dorshim, the Darshan, the people that give drushes. Dor v'chachmav. He told them each generation and their tamid chachamim of that door. Dor parnosov. He showed each generation and the parnas, the people that take care, they give out the money that supply the money for the generation. Tzaddik, why do you have to say always dor v'doshav? Of course, the main thing is he wanted to show them the chachamim. He wanted to show them the darshanim, the tamid chachamim. So why do you have to show them the whole generation for? They said as a witz, a joke, that if you just show them Talmud Chochem, we'd say, what? He's a Talmud Chochem. He's a Darshan. Who is he? But the Torah says, the Fi Doruf, it will look at the whole generation. According to each generation, the generations go down. So according to our generation, he's considered a Chochem. He's considered a Darshan. But Lechila, if you just show them, just the man itself, maybe, Ivey. So therefore, you had to show them Dor, you had to show them the generation. According to the generation, he's the Darshav. He's the Chochemov. He's the Parnas. But Kiva and Shigil Dorosh Rabbi Kiva, when other Rishon came to see the door of Rabbi Kiva, Somach Viterosa, he's very happy to see that such a person could accomplish so much in Limud HaTorah. But when it's Atzvo B'Misosai, he felt very bad about he saw the way he's going to die. He was tortured. Omar, he said, the li ma yokru reyecha keel. Look how nice it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not sure what he meant to say in this, but yeah. Now, the Yomar writer, the Yomar Reb Yossi, Ein Ben David Bo, Mashiach cannot come, Ashe Yichlo Nishamas Shebeguf. Until it empties out all the Nishamas that are in the body, in the Guf. Now what does the Guf mean? Rashi says that's the place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a warehouse, a storage house upstairs, and it's called Guf. And that warehouse has Nishamas inside it. Rashi says, Ashe Yichlo, Oitzer Yesh, Yesh, I have a warehouse upstairs, O Shemoy Guf. That's the name of this warehouse. The name is Guf. On the Bereshis Noitzer, it was created from the beginning of the Brias Olam. Kol ha neshamas asidus la'olach. All the neshamas are going to be created in this world. Hashem created them all right then at the beginning. V'nostu l'sham. Interesting. All the neshamas were created by Shesh Shemei Bereshis. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu has a special warehouse where he stores them there. And when that warehouse becomes empty, then the Mashiach will come. But before that warehouse is emptied, Mashiach cannot come. So again, we see that there's plenty of neshamas to come, even after Har Sinai. So how could you tell me that by Har Sinai it was Pasco, there would not be any more children that became like Malachim? And then it's not possible for Mashiach to come. So now the Pasuk says, Ki lo yirlum ariv, l'lenetzach ekzer, won't be angry forever. Ki ruach melofona yatoif, on neshamas on the yasisi. That I made the neshamas, as if to say that when I finish bringing all the neshamas in this world, that's when it's fit for Mashiach to come. So the question is, how could that be? If you're telling me by Har Sinai, by Kabbalah Satoru, we became like a malach, we won't have children. So Mar says, Loitema, don't say like that. Loitema, Anu Loibono, we would not come to the world. Elo, Kimisha Loibono. We would not be considered anything. It'll be like we're not here. In other words, we're changing our mind a little bit. That true, even after Sinai, even though we're like Malachim, we could have children. There'll be generations. But Misa, there's no Misa. Nobody will die. So it comes out now that if they did not do the Chet Hegel, our great-great-grandfather will still be here. I mean, the Tzadikim of Kabbalah Satorah would still be alive. All the Tzadikim of all the Doros before would still be here. The world would be full. And then, who are we? We'd be considered nobody. We would have no cheshivas. Our whole cheshivas is, when the last generation goes, so we take over. But the last generation is still here, who are we? That's what he meant to say. We have to give a big thank you to our avos, our fathers that did the Chet Egel, because if not for their Chet Egel, there'd be no Misa in the world. True, we would have more and more generations, but there'd be no Misa. So then the old generations will still be here. Then who are we? We wouldn't be considered anybody. Our whole chashivas is that we're here and not them. That's what we have to thank you for. Elokimi shloi bono. It's like we're not here. So, li'olam, yeah. Samar says, like, kimi shloi bono li'olam. It's like we're not here at all. Samar says, l'meim restulish this. L'meim, you want to tell me, di'loi chotuf, there wouldn't have been the chet regal, le'heve maisa, nobody would die. Is that true? I voksif pashas yibamis. In the Torah, it says a pasha about yibum. That we know if one brother died, and the other brother's alive, he has to marry the other one's wife. So the Torah talks about death. So how can you tell me that by Har Sinai there's no more death? Upashas nachlois, the halacha, the father dies, what does he do with his property? He gives it over to the bechor, to the apshutim. There's a halacha of nachlois. How are you yashin? So you see clearly the Torah's talking about death. So how can you tell me if the Har Sinai there's no more mitha? So Mar says, enechvam miyal tanai. All these halachas are only set on a condition. That means if the Jews do not do chatoyim, it doesn't apply. There'll be no mitzvah yibum, no mitzvah nachlis. But just that Hashem knew the future, that there will be a chet. So therefore, since there will be a chet, Hashem wrote the mitzvah on a condition. That if there'll be a chet, then there'll be misa, then you'd have these halachas. The Mor says, umik siv kroya tanai. Is that true? Does the psukim say things on a condition? In yes, tochi yom rav shimon ben lakish. That we have before. This is what Shimon Lakish says. My decision, what's the pasuk say? Vayere vayivoyke yom hashishi. This is the sixth day. What's the extra hey hashishi? Just should have said yom shishi. So hashishi means melamed comes to teach us shehisnu hakadosh baruch hu my separation. The kadosh baruch hu made a special condition with my separation with creation. The yom and it sounds like this. Im mekablam yisrael atatayra mutiv. If Klai Yisrael later on by Har Sinai will accept the Torah, very good, you'll stay in existence. V'im lav, if Christ will not accept the Torah, v'im lav, achter eschem l'tov avo, you'll be destroyed, go back to waste. So you see, the Torah was given on a condition. So it's possible, say, yes also, that Bar Sinai, even though at the time of Har Sinai there's no more Misa, still Hashem gave the Torah talking about Misa, about Yibum, and about Nachlois, of course, on a condition. Mesa, I have a question. Says the Pasuk still says about Klai Yisrael Be'Har Sinai, Mi Yitain, who will give, for Ho Yilavavim Zeh, and the hearts will be Lehem, Lavavim Zeh. So Lehem means Levat, so it's like this. Hashem is saying, Levato Mehem Malachamovis Yesha. I cannot take away Misa Malachamovis Shekvah Nigzor Gzera, because the Gzera took a place. Now, since they did the Chet Regol, there's the Gzera, now there'll be Misa. Holei Kiblu Yisrael HaSatara El Kidei Shaloi Tehei Uma Veloshen Shaletas Ben. Oh no, the opposite one. This is even going before the Chet Regol. This is going now B'Shas Kabbalah HaSatara. The B'Shas Kabbalah HaSatara, this is what Yom is saying, that Hashem is saying like this. To take away Misa from you, I cannot do. It was already Gzera, could be by other Marishan. By other Marishan's Chet, there was Gzera that there has to be Misa. So, what's the purpose of Klai Yisrael? What's the schus that they're receiving now when they receive the Torah? It sounds like this. Le kiblu Yisrael et ha-Torah, Klai Yisrael only accepted the Torah, ela kidei, shalaita uma veloshen shaletas them, that no nation could rule over us. It's the schus of our Torah. When we listen to the Torah, that's what protects us from the other nations. Shneem the Pasuk says, leman yitav lohem ulufneyem adeilam, that by listening, learning the Torah, that will protect you, that will make it good for you and for your children. So who this man, the Yom Mashma, that even B'Shas Kabbalah HaTorah, there was an Indian of Misa, that there was supposed to be Misa right away. And before we say not like that, so Mar says, true, some like this.
And who the Yomar, he says, in other words, Rosh Lakish, that started off to say that the Emolai, the Chet of the Ego, there wouldn't have been Misa, who the Yomar Kiyai Tana, Rosh Lakish hold at this Tana. The Tana we learned, Rabbi Yaisi Aymer, Le Kiblu Yisraelis, Atzuru Elikadesh, Le Yehei, Malach HaMovis, Sherlut Behin. Klai Yisrael was Mekabal, the Torah Bahar Sinai, on a condition like, that was the Schus, there would not be a Malach HaMovis anymore. There would not be any more Misa. Shenem, the Postik says, Ani Yomati Elohim, Atem Uvnei Elyon Kulchem. I thought they said that you'll all be like Malachim, you'll be in others without Misa. But chavalta my seichem, your own actions made a chavola here, and therefore ochen kiyotim to musin. Now you will be like a regular person to die. So kids, Rosh Lakish also Rav Yosi.
All right, turn over.
Now the Gemara says, like even according to Rav Yosi, Nami, even according to you, Rav Yosi. Of Sivai, the Pasuk says, then as we could dash in the Pasuk of Leman Yitav Lehem Levneyim Adelam Taivu Udhevi Hamisika. Now, how do you agree not to dash and to tell me that the Pshat is that the Hasina, there wasn't supposed to be any more Misa? Maybe no, maybe all the Pasuk means is that there'll be a Taivu for you and for your children, Adelam, just mean to say it'll be good, but not to say there will not be a Misa. So, how do you not to say the Pshat like Yidashin that the Hasina, there will not be any more Misa? So Amalach, I'll answer this, and it's back like this. Amalach, ki von de leka misa, since there won't be any more misa. That was the Pshat Bar Sinai. And then the Chod Tavid Gedol HaMizu, he goes, no, that's sort of the biggest favor. So therefore, according to Rav Yosi, Enoch Mami, the Pshat Bar Sinai, the Haftach was, at that time, there wasn't supposed to be any more misa. So the Gemara of Atana Kama that says, no, there was supposed to be a misa, even by Pshat Bar Sinai.
And the Pshat is only as it was Haftach, that the nations were not harmless, that will be victorious of all the nations. So what if the Pesach here would tell us, because of the Chet Egom, it says, like Mash, but now after the Chet Egom, will be how the Gzar Din of Misa. So Mash, before that, the Avtocha was not to have Misa. So one says, no, my Misa, what the Misa means, Anias, will become poor. The Yomam, of course, we learned, Arboa Chashuvim Kamesim. There are four people that are considered like dead people, and the Pshat is, in other words, the other nations, true, the Shas has seen that they weren't supposed to affect us. But if we did the Chet Egel, now they could oppress us, but now they'll make us poor. And as Pshat is, when we become poor, that's considered like a mace. Like Yoram Marcos, we learned that Boa Chashuv and Kemesim, Elohim, these are the four people. Only a poor person, Sum, a blind person, Messiah, or Mishain Lebonim.
From everybody else, Also, usually makes you feel bad. You don't have children. You can't be more of that much with other people. It's also considered like misa. How do we know this? Only if you pour the chsiv, it says, ki meisu kol anoshim. Said by Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem told him, all the people that want to kill you died already. Therefore, now you could return to Mitzrayim. Umanin, who are these people? Dasan v'aviron. So the question is, umi meisu, did they really die? They're alive. The answer is, mi yuheve, they were alive. Ela sheyodu minasen, they became very poor. Since they became poor, it's considered like mace. Suma, blind person, the Sivit says, b'machashakim hoishivani kimeisa yolam. When it comes dark, a person is blind, it's like kimeisa yolam, like he's dead. Mitzayra dechsev al natiya kimeis. It's followed by Moshe Benu from Mitzayra, for Miriam, that she should not be like kimeis, take away the sarab. You see, leprosy is like a mace. Omi shein leivonim, the Siv, it says, she tied back to Hava leivonim, v'yamayin, right, mace on eichi. Rocha tanit Yaakov, give me children, if not, I'm like a mace. The kids, so that's what it meant to say, Klai Yisrael were like coming on Niyim then, but not really to be the mace. Tana Rabon, Pasuk says, Tana Rabon, learn like this, Al Pasuk, in b'chul kaisai telechu, if you go on my laws and my ways, in, so what does the pasuk mean? This speaks parsha in b'chul kaisai. The question: what does the word "in" mean? If so in b'chul kaisai, right, the Gemara says, "Ain in el loshin tachnunim." Like Hashem is begging us, please, He's asking us, please, b'chul kaisai talecho, go in my laws, go in my ways. Rashi says it's free. It means amelim b'torah. Please learn the Torah. The chayin wayma also it says loy ani shemeli. Kimat oyvehem achnia. Just to say, Lu, like, please. And Midashna means, Lu, please. Hashem is begging us, please listen to him. Like, if I was sick, Hashem is begging us. V'yem, another pasuk says, Loi hikshavtu l'mitzvaysai. Like, please listen to my mitzvahs. Be kenosh l'mechan, or be very good, or flowing river. V'yihi kechel zarech v'tasam m'meyecha. And then you'll have a lot of children. There also in B'chol Kaisa means Hashem is begging us, please listen to his Torah. Tana Rabbonim, learn like this. The pasuk says again, "Niyitein who will give ahoy levavim zelahem," that their lave, Klai Yisrael's lave by Hasinai was with Hashem. Omer le Moshe le Yisrael, Moshe is saying to Klai Yisrael now, "Kefuya toiva, you're a kofet toiv, means you're holding back thanks. V'nei kefuya toiva, you're the children of people that hold back thanks. You do not recognize somebody's good that he did to you." You don't thank him. V'shor shom HaKadosh Baruch Hu li'Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Klai Yisrael, mi yitin v'hoi levobim zelahem, Hashem said to Klai Yisrael now, like, who will give you and make your lave with Yiras Hashem, that your lave should be attached with Hashem? So at that time, hoyulem loy matein, Klai Yisrael at that second should have said, okay, give it to us. Like Hashem is speaking out, when will it come the time that your lave, or who will give you the power that your life will be tamim, pure with Hashem? So they would have been makitar, they should have said right then, okay, please give it to us. That's what they should have said. Rashi said, no, kfuya toiva, eina makirin lahachsik toiva labailim. They don't realize to give a thank you back to the owner, the one that gives it. We should have like, thank you, like, tainata, please Hashem, give it to us. Now, kfuya toiva, where do we see the holding back good? There's still another passage that says, v'nafshenu kotza v'lechem akleiko. Clients want complaints about the mon. They said our heart is getting dried out from this dried out bread. So that was that kfuya toiva. And the